It's the 15th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Guide Dogs for the Blind Association is working with the Bedford's owner of a guide dog to promote the Pause for Thought campaign. 70-year-old Barbara Norton from Bedford, who found that she was losing her vision at university, is a guide dog owner who works with the charity. Their aim is to raise awareness among members of the public that guide dogs are continuously in a professional work situation and should neither be distracted by humans or other dogs. Miss Norton says that many issues can be resolved by individuals addressing the guide dog's owner if they believe help is needed, and that drawing away the attention of the guide dog can be detrimental. Three areas across Bedfordshire have the highest crime rates in the county. Central Luton and Parktown were first, followed by Castle and Kingsway in Bedford, with Luton's Newtown coming in third. Linslade West had the county's lowest crime rate. Richard Wenham, the Conservative councillor from Arlesey, is blaming the Tories in power on the national stage for party losses at local level. Mr. Wenham did also confess to some negative local issues which led to Conservatives, previously in control of Central Beds Council, to lose their majority. He concluded, "We'll look to see what happens now. It should be an interesting few months ahead." The Bedford Kite and Motoring Festival will take place along the Embankment and Russell Park on the weekend of the 24th of June. The event, which begins at 10 a.m, will be both family-friendly and free to the public. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.